Good afternoon, good morning, and welcome to the Amerigo Resources conference call. I would now like to introduce Mr. Michael Kuta, Corporate Secretary of Amerigo Resources. Please go ahead, Mr. Kuta.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the third quarter 2011 investor conference call of Amerigo Resources Ltd. on Tuesday, November 8th, 2011. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking statements and information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking statements and information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements and information because they involve unknown and known risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to differ materially from anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements and information. You should review our press release issued yesterday and other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking statements and information, and the material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. We undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements or information made in this presentation. Now I'd like to introduce our President and CEO, Dr. Klaus Zeitler.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, welcome to our conference call for the third quarter. Before I make some general statements on the results, I'd like to emphasize again, as you were able to see from our press release, that we continue to be an investor-friendly company. We declared the second dividend this year of 2 cents, which on the basis of present share prices amounts for the year to a yield of about 6%. During the quarter, we increased our revenues compared to the third quarter 2010. We had operating cash flow of $4.6 million. This was lower than the Q3 2010 operating cash flow. And we had a cash balance of $34.3 million. This shows that we continue to have a very strong balance sheet, despite the fact that we had heavy investments during the quarter and also continued to repay some of our bank debt. That bank debt is continuing to go down to relatively small levels. During the quarter, we had capital expenditures of $4.5 million. They were mainly for our pilot plant for the oxide production. They were also for the third thickener, which we are in the process of building and which will eventually, when it is finished next year, allow us to continue to increase production. It was also for the expansion of the extraction equipment for the old tailings and for the improvements of the electrical installations. Since we increased production from the original about 10 to 11,000 tons per annum production 5-6 years ago, until today, we did not have any improvements to our we did not make any improvements to our electrical installations, and so this was was absolutely necessary to make sure that we don't have unexpected shutdowns due to some electrical failures. We also are in the process of improving our drying and filtration process. This will reduce our emissions, and it will also reduce our fuel costs when we have our new filters installed in the beginning of the new year. The quarter was, during the quarter, we really experienced several extraordinary events which contributed to the results. One, the strike of the contractors, workers, which started in the second quarter, continued into the third quarter, and so we continued to lose production, particularly in July. Another event was the fact that during the quarter we experienced a bad debt in our subsidiary company, MVC Generación, and that was due to the bankruptcy of a major power customer, which affected our results by about $1.5 million. Another event was the development of the exchange rates, both with respect to the Chilean peso and the Canadian dollar versus the U.S. dollar, on the balance sheet date of September 30th, which resulted in a $1.2 million foreign exchange loss, which immediately after the balance sheet date was reversed again due to the development of the exchange rates. In addition, we had significantly higher maintenance and repair costs due to the fact that one of our headgears had to be replaced with a new headgear, and this resulted in particularly higher maintenance and repair costs. In addition, also the power costs, which, as you know, are a very important cost item for us. These power costs continued to be quite high. They were expected to go down in the third and the fourth quarter, but the developments of the weather in Chile did not have that effect. In fact, right now, the level of the major reservoirs for the hydropower generation are significantly below normal water levels, so it is expected that power costs will continue to be high. As you know, during 2011 and continuing into 2012, we will have a ceiling to our power costs, which we, for the electricity which we take from the grid, and this ceiling is set at 20 cents per kilowatt hour. On the other hand, the power which we deliver from our power plant does not have such a ceiling, so there could be in future the situation, if this drought situation has the effect as many people think that it will have, namely that power costs will continue to increase, that in effect in such a situation our power costs in the new year may decrease due to the fact that we will be able to sell power at marginal cost, and these marginal costs, if it comes true what the experts say, could be much higher than the 20 cents, and we would have a limit in our payments for our power supply at 20 cents. So we would generate generate a credit to our power costs. That was not the case in Q3, where we did not generate a credit. And contrary, we also had significant costs to our power plant because we did do major repairs so that the two generators are now ready to produce power whenever the marginal costs are higher than our generating costs in our power plant. So that explains part of our higher costs. The power costs, as we said in our press release, have been significantly higher than in Q3 2010, 96 cents per pound compared to 80 cents. And so we are hoping that they will, first of all, not increase, and hopefully, as I explained just now, decrease in the following quarters. And then, as you know, starting 1st of January 2013, these power costs, based on the electricity which we which is provided to us by the electricity grid, will go down very significantly to below 10 cents, so that starting in 2013, we will have significant cost reduction from that major cost item, power costs. And again, as I have said in the past, we require about 5 kilowatt hours for every pound of copper that we produce. These 5 kilowatt hours, they vary depending on the hardness of the ore, but the variance is somewhere between 4.6 to 5.6 kilowatt hours. So if we save 10 cents per kilowatt hour starting in 2013, that will have an effect of over 50 cents per pound of copper. I now like to make a few more comments on production. Again, that was affected by the strike of the contractors workers, and of course also by the failure of one of our headgears, and so we produced only just over 11 million pounds of copper, while in Q3 2010 we were over 13 million. We hope to come back to that number in the fourth quarter, and then continuing into 2013 also at a relatively high level. The molybdenum production was also affected, and that was not only affected by the strike, but also by lower grades in the processed material. Our revenues were, as I said already, were higher than Q3. That was, of course, an effect of the price, because the production and the sales was lower than in Q3, but the price of copper was significantly higher than in Q3 2010, and the molybdenum price was also slightly higher than in Q3 2010. With respect to the outlook, I have already mentioned the major effect of power costs that may affect us in the fourth quarter and also in 2013. And I also have to comment on the production. The production this year, as you know, was significantly affected by the strike of the contractors' workers. We lost more than 2,500 tons. So that means that we will not achieve our budget this year of 50 million pounds of copper. And we will also, due to the effect of the break of the headgear, not be able to catch up partly what we have lost. So probably we will end up with something like 45 million pounds of copper this year. I think I would like to leave it at that, and we'll wait for your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. If you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. To ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And should you wish to cancel your question, press the pound sign. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Anthony Cantoni of Tinton Falls. Please go ahead.
Hi, Klaus. So this is Anthony. I wanted to ask about this expense of $1.5 million for the chargeback to this power grid. Are you responsible for? In other words, I know that you sell some of your power to the grid, but those people that buy from the grid are not your customers. Why would you be charged back? Don't understand that. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah, no, I mean, there was nothing like that before, but you have to understand, as I explained, we have a power contract with the grid and we are purchasing on the basis of our power contract, which we have with one of the power suppliers. On the other hand, we are delivering to the grid from our generators. And we are delivering to various customers in the grid. And one of these customers was a major power consumer who went bankrupt. And our participation in the delivery of power to this customer was only 1.7% of his total power demand, but it was still $1.5 million for us. So yes, we are delivering to specific customers in the grid.
Did you make that much money, or did you have a negative return on this? Providing the power to the grid, and those. Did you lose money on that deal for the quarter?
Yes. Yes, we did, for $1.5 million.
I see. So, in other words, you didn't make $1.5 million when you sold your power to the grid, in other words?
spewing the same water?
No. You didn't make enough revenues from the generation of your power to the grid to offset that loss?
No, no.
Okay. And as far as the margins seem to be very slim, is there anything that we could do to improve our profit margins? Because it seems like it's significantly lower than what we were, you know, looking for.
Yes, as I said, for various reasons, our costs have been high. Power has been very high. I explained that. Maintenance costs have been very high. I explained that. So there were various extraordinary costs which we had this quarter. The third item is that during the quarter, if you compare it to Q3 2010, the Chilean peso was about 6% stronger. That had an effect on the cost. And, of course, the fact that we only produced 11 million pounds instead of something like 13 million pounds, which we should have produced, taking into account all the fixed costs, also had an effect on the cost. So that's why the costs have been relatively high during this quarter.
Thank you, Klaus.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question or comment. There are no further questions registered at this time. I'd like to turn the meeting back to Mr. Kuta.
Thank you, operator. Klaus, would you like to say a few closing words?
No, I think I've said everything. As you could see from our declaration of the second semi-annual dividend, we are confident that that our operations will improve and that we will continue to make good money as we still had, despite the accounting loss, which we had to show. We continue to have good cash flow of just under $5 million. So again, we hope to improve that. So we are looking forward to report better results in the next quarter and in the coming quarters in 2012. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.